This is Radiophiles, a showcase and analysis of productions from the international radio art network, Radia. Today we visit Radio Campus Paris in France.
Je suis Nicolas Orbert. I am employed by a non-profit organization, which is a network of student radio. We say it in French, student radio, because these radio are owned not by universities, but by students. Each station is independent. That's the way they get their frequency, or they start the project as a non-profit association, we say in French. And then they grew up. In 1996, there were six radios. They joined together in order to exchange about the modus operandi, about content, programs, and also to promote and defend a point of view of broadcasting, in about, for example, music copyrights, to defend a point of view. To defend the non-profit radios in France, the way they get a frequency. Today we are 28 radios, 23 or 24 with a frequency. Campus Paris was created in 1998, something like this. They start streaming in these years, around 1998. But they only get a frequency, I think, 4, 5, or 6 years later, because it's hard to get a frequency in France, and especially in Paris, because the spectrum is totally full. So, what I know about history of Radio Campus Paris, which the official name is Une Radio Étudiante à Paris, which means a student radio in Paris. That's the former name. They were not created by the network, but a goal of the network is to help a new project, new student radios in a town where there are no other student radio, to help them to exist, to find money, to think about the radio editorial project, to share the knowledge from other radio on how to manage the volunteers, to find volunteers, to train them, etc. So we push them. We lobby for them. On les soutient, quoi. We support them. Mm-hmm. The network supports its members. So, and today it's still effective, not for Paris. Paris has its frequency, but for example, when I personally arrived, there was this thing about DAB, which is a long, long story in France, and people from Radio Campus Paris were not sure about doing again an answer to a call for DAB, and we worked together. They have a half frequency in FM in UKV.
They share a
frequency, half day, but with DAB they had the opportunity to have a full frequency. So, for example, the network tried to convince them to do a document to answer to the call for frequency in DAB, and then they received the full frequency in DAB. Well, DAB today is still very strange in France, but for example, voilà, if it works tomorrow, the DAB, everybody buy a receiver, mm-hmm. They will have a full frequency.
I'm Dinah Bird. I choose the artist or curate the artists for Radio Campus Paris, and I've been doing that for 3-4 years, so not very long. I'm a relatively new member of Radia. I've been a radiator for some time as well, yes. Mm-mm.
That's right, you started as a showmaker.
Yeah.
So now how do you go about choosing people to do Radia shows?
I try and get people who actually haven't made radio before, who are perhaps interested in sound from a different perspective. The one for August is a woman who's studying electroacoustic music. And I said to her, would you like to make a programme for radio? And she said, I've never listened to the radio before. I said, perfect. You're the best kind of... You're exactly what we want. And I took a bit of convincing. But she's listened now to radio because she's listened to the archive, radio archive. But she says she's never listened to radio. She doesn't even care about radio. So I'm curious as to what she's going to make and what she thinks might be interesting. Another person comes from sound art and was curious about how to adapt something and recording it, a 24-hour recording he'd made, how would he adapt it into a half-hour recording. So people who are involved in sound in some way or another but haven't necessarily thought of not adapting their work but thinking about their work in radio terms. Julia was an exception, she's a radio person.
I'm Julia Drouin. I am a French-Australian radio artist.
But you're also a mother, and that was part of that was your show. How did you come up with that, and how did you find time?
All right. So yes, I'm a mother of two children, and for the first child, she's 9 years old now, I recorded our daily life a bit every day, but only for the first 2 weeks. And I regretted it a bit. So for the second child, I was living in a total different social and geographical and mental context. So I was living in a bush in Tasmania with nobody around, no friends, no parties, no concerts, just the quiet nature. The first 100 days for me are very intense. They are as hysterically enjoyable as intensively depressing. It's such a special time that you should cherish and remember dearly. And for me, a photo is interesting because, you know, you remember how you looked and how the baby looked. But the sound of it is really, for me, more... It brings more memories and more details about our feelings. I thought, okay, I'm gonna give myself a little routine of recording our daily life a bit every day. Keeping up time when you have a baby is really difficult if it's not about the baby itself, like feeding, changing, sleeping, cuddling, loving, kissing. So it was really dictated by my walk in the house, the needs of the baby, and as well my strength, my mental strength, I would say, because I couldn't record if I was feeling too bad. I always found recordings or projects about babies and families a bit mièvre in French. I would say mièvre in French, which would be not naive, but sometimes it's true, it's all beautiful. And when I could listen to a few sound piece about birth or babies and the new family, but very often I found it too untrue. 80% of my days were surrounded by cries, which is a torture, more or less. When the baby was crying too much and I couldn't handle it, I was just going outside. So I just leave them in a safe place. And then I would go outside and walk around the house because it was calming my nerves, and just go like tabula rasa. Okay, we start again. I breathe in, breathe out. It's all good. It's going to be fine. And suddenly I could see an alley of crowds on the path that goes in the forest. So on the left, on the right was like crowds everywhere on the trees. And when I came in, they went silent. So it's like I've really felt like I was interrupting a really important assembly of crowds. So I got my recorder, and I started to record it. I left the recorder in that space, and I went back to the house. I wanted to cheat a bit. I didn't want them to know that I was listening. That's the truth. Okay, so because they were really, they seemed that they were really talking about something very secret, very important. And after maybe 5 minutes of discussion, so the left was blah, 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 right, blah, 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 blah. They were really responding to each other, having a conversation, sometimes stopping, so it went back to silence. And then they all flew to the next door paddock, which is in front of our house, and went everywhere on that paddock. So that paddock was green, and it suddenly went kind of a black sea of crowds. There were so many. I've never seen so many crowds in one spot. And so after all, I've asked the neighbor what he put in the paddock, and he said he put some fish guts for the earth, to to nourish the earth so it could grow more things the next season or something. So probably that's what happened. They just called all their friends around and say, hey, this is a big feast happening here. It was quite scary but magical. It was grand, you know. It was, whoa, yeah. And I could see them quite close as well. The first time when I walked in the alley of crowds, they were not scared at all. They were so powerful and I was so little. Yeah.
And now, Radio Show number 519, First 100 Days by Julia Drouin for Radio Campus Paris. Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
The first 100 days of my baby, born 7th of November 2014.
Bananas has a lot of vitamins and taste great.
Want me to go to the pharmacy and get you a special pens?
Broccoli. Mmm, yum, yum. Is that your favorite vegetable?
Mm-hmm. Allô, j'écoute.
On va peut-être pas dormir tranquille.
Qu'est-ce qui devient rouge?
Cabbage is nutritious and good for you.
Le hood, c'est un hibou.
C'est plus là.
Papa.
Tu les entends faire pipi.
Et quand tu parles, c'est bizarre aussi.
Qu'est-ce que ça brûle?
Yeah.
tomato. The tomato tastes wonderful, especially in salads.
Ça, c'est les caca de wombat.
Plus ou moins.
Ils ont un anus carré.
Ça, c'est la famille qui peut lever leur cou quand ils sont zéro.
Peut-être on était des girafes avant.
Non, on était des singes. Happy Lion the Giraffe.
C'est trop chou, mais très
c'est mignon.
Bah, il essaye de bouger, hein. Ah, mais il bouge! C'est trop bizarre de voir un truc qui est là-dedans. La personne, tu sais, la dame dans l'hôpital.
Midwife.
Il y a des midwives. Qu'est-ce qu'elle avait dit avec les oreilles, la peau? On dirait que c'est la peau qui part. En fait.
Ouais, elle a dit, c'est pas grave.
D'accord. Ok. Je t'adore, petit frère. Je t'adore, Lianda. Tu es trop chouchou. Tu es trop chouchou. Tu peux lever ta tête. Tu peux lever ta tête. Je t'adore, Lianda. Je t'adore, Lianda. Très, très chouchou. T'es très chouchou. Lianda, Lianda. Je viens te pousser les cheveux. Je viens te pousser les cheveux. Je Oh, des amis, du fromage. On a un monde qui t'attend. Oh.
Vent qui souffle au sommet des grands pins. Joie du vent qui souffle à l'ombre dans le grand vent frais. Vent du matin, vent qui souffle au sommet des gradins. Joie du vent qui souffle à l'ombre dans le grand vent frais. Vent du matin, vent qui souffle au sommet des gradins. Joie du vent qui souffle des flamants dans le grand vent du frais. Vent du matin, vent qui souffle au sommet des grands vins. Joie du vent qui souffle des flamants dans le grand vent. La 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 la. Vent frais, vent du matin. Vent qui souffle au sommet des gradins. Joie du vent qui souffle des flamants dans le grand vent.
Joie du vent qui souffle des flamants dans le grand
vent. Joie du vent qui souffle des gradins. Joie du vent.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.
So this was the 100-day baby, yes?
Yeah, that's the one, actually, yes. Exactly. So yeah, it's been a while now, I realize. Like, it's 2 years and a half now. So yeah.
Has he ever heard the show?
Never. Never. I should now, because he starts to interact pretty, like, quite intensively with what he can listen to. Yeah, would be interesting if he recognized any of his own noise. Yeah, because so far if I show him a photo of Sana baby, he thinks it's him. So I don't know if he makes the difference between, you know,
the voice,
the noise, and the listening and the looking at. You show to daddy? Yeah. They've seen it. Go and see daddy. Hey, Ariane. Yeah. Tu peux le garder?
C'est my own.
Or you can... Yeah, go and wash your hand and eat. Okay?
A mate?
Yeah.
A boat.
Is it a boat? Beautiful. Ça, c'est un bateau.
A penis.
Okay.
Linda.
Go with Sana.
Hello.
There's cheese over there.
cheese over there, that's the trick. You press some buttons, like there is an alphabet, and it's like A, it's for apple, that is blah blah blah. It's just a bit silly educational toy that tells you what to do with your food, your mouth, your stomach. Yeah, just tells you what to do. And I found it really silly, considering that time of my life when everybody wants to tell you what to do, what is the best, what you should do, and you don't do well, and you're bad at it. I don't know. It's just that feeling of, yeah, you just have to follow what you feel is right, because it's really important in those fragile moments. When everybody is nice, is trying to help you, but telling you what to do with everything is just, I got a bit of an indigestion. It's the most personal piece I've ever done, I think.
Radiophiles is a mobile radio production for Documenta 14. With support from Goethe Institute.
Ich kann auch auf Deutsch sprechen. Mit amerikanischer Akzent, ja.
For more information, visit mobile-radio.net.